Thousands of earthquake survivors from Turkey and Syria have relocated to the Turkish city of Şanlıurfa. Residents there know a lot about helping displaced people resettle. They've done it for a decade by providing relief for refugees from the Syrian civil war. NPR's Fatma Tanis reports.
In a bus garage that the city has turned into an aid center, workers sort through canned foods and grains, piles of blankets and mattresses, and package them for families. Zeynep Kızılalma is overseeing the assembly. She reads out from a list. This family needs 2 blankets, 1 kitchen set, a hygiene set, 1 food box, and diapers, she says. After checking the list, she tells the aid workers to load it all onto the truck. This city had its own wounds in the earthquake. At least 200 people died here, and 3,000 buildings severely damaged. But it was much better off than others nearby. And that's why thousands of families from other cities have relocated here. More than a month after the earthquake, there's still heavy relief work.
Şanlıurfa Büyükşehir Belediyesi'nden arıyorum sizleri.
Ali Altın, who's in charge of the distribution center, is fielding calls. He's worked in aid relief since 2012. Then it was for Syrian war refugees who came to Turkey by the millions. He sees some similarities with the work today.
Families who have never wanted for anything before in their lives are suddenly in need of a single diaper. And you can sense they don't know how to tell you what they need and are almost apologetic for asking.
So workers need to be sensitive and comforting.
There's an adage in Şanlıurfa. You have a place above our heads, we say. And they immediately relax, like they are our guests, and of course we will provide what they need.
We hop on an aid truck with Zeynep Kızılalma. Along the way, we pass heavily damaged buildings and tent camps. Our first stop is 76-year-old Bahri Durmuş. He opened his small home to some 40 friends and relatives from neighboring city Adıyaman. His relief is palpable as he receives a box of food.
Allah yardım etsin. Benim çok oradaki akrabalarımın.
God help them. I lost so many friends in Adıyaman, including one of my relatives who lost 18 people in his family. Another friend of mine lost his entire family, his wife and children.
The next stop is a Syrian refugee family who have been living here in Şanlıurfa, but their home has been heavily damaged, so they need blankets and warm clothes for sleeping in tents. But this is just the beginning of what people will need, according to Ibrahim Karatüme, who heads the Department of Immigration and Integration Services at the municipality.
Çünkü göç krizi yavaş yavaş.
What a decade of war did to Syria in terms of damage, the earthquake did here in less than 2 minutes.
Like the Syrians, he says, earthquake survivors won't be able to go home for years.
Bundan sonra eğer insanlar yerleşirse,
and they'll need jobs, schools, permanent housing, transportation, and much more.
Uzun yıllar tahribatı olacağını, özellikle
he says they'll also need support for trauma as they integrate into their new neighborhoods, and that will be the challenge for years to come. Fatma Tanis, NPR News, Şanlıurfa, Turkey.